الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فألهمها فجورها وتقواها سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم الله سبحانه وتعالى He created us with the mixture of attributes فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا So we should be tested in this dunya for the akhirat. Why we need to be tested for the akhirat? Because قُلْ مَتَاءُ دُنْيَا قَلِيلٌ All the wealth of dunya is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qaleel, but Akhirat has value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when something is valuable, then the person has to prove himself that is he really deserve for that or not. So we have a mixture of attributes which is good and bad. So the purpose of Deen Islam is to increase our good attributes and to control on our bad attributes. Sometimes, even the bad attributes are good and useful for us. For example, ghazab, which is anger, is a bad attribute. But ghazab is required for us to implement the deen on our personality, on our town, on our city and country. To implement the sharia, you need to have a ghazab. If you don't have this ability to express your anger in the house, you can imagine how your children are going to grow up. They will be out of control. They will have no manners. They will not learn good attributes. So ghazab is a bad attribute, but it is also required. So this means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a general, He created us excellent shape. He created us in excellent shape. He gave us good and bad attributes, but as a matter of fact, all attributes are almost good if we utilize them for the good purposes. Many times in our life, we want to achieve the good attributes. We want to restrain ourselves from committing sin. And we really try to achieve the level of taqwa. We struggle for that. But at the same time, we feel unsuccessful. We feel unsuccessful achieving the taqwa. We have a failure in achieving haya. We miss our prayers. We commit act of indecency. Due to all this, we struggle again and again, but when we fail again and again, we self-diagnose and we give up ourselves. Our self-diagnosis is that we cannot achieve the level of taqwa. We cannot improve ourselves. I cannot be a better person. Then we try to tell ourselves the reason is I'm living in such a such place where everywhere is wrong going on. I am in a time period And in this period of time, it is impossible to attain the level of taqwa. It is impossible to live a decent life. So this is our self-diagnosis. And then we give up. Once we give up, now we give chance to the shaitan to put this waswasa in our heart that today achieving the taqwa is impossible. You are permitted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you can commit sin in your life. This is the reason we are so satisfied. If we feel that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, how am I going to answer about my shortcoming? What will be my reply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave me the sustenance that I cannot count even? So what will be my answer? But all our life, shaitan make us satisfied, comfortable, and whatsoever we are practicing deen, we are satisfied. Why? Because we gave up. We gave up to one level. Like if you have to climb a mountain, if you struggle and then you slip your foot, you fell down one time, two times, three times, you climb a little bit and then you feel like, I am not able to climb anymore. And if you give up, you will never reach to the top. Exactly this is what's happening in our life these days. Shaitan, he make us to give up in the path of deen, in the purification and in the path of rectification. We almost gave up now. The reason we decided that I do not have enough good attributes that can make me to attain the taqwa. As a matter of fact, if you really look into any personality, you will realize that everyone has good and bad attributes, but the problem is we use our good attributes to achieve the dunya and we don't use same attributes for the deen. You can see if a person is lazy, he has a ghaflat, neglect in his life. The same person is having decency, hard work, commitment for the task of dunya. So this means the one who was lazy in the deen for the wake up in the morning salat, he is lazy. But he is, you know, very active and fresh even at the 5 o'clock in the morning to go for the job, to go to this college or university. He's fresh at that time and he has to go for his own business. In the middle of the night, if a call comes and he feels I have benefit of dunya, he will never show his unpleasureness. He will be very cooperative. So this means he has all these attributes. These are good attributes, but he is utilizing these attributes for the dunya, not for the deen. So this is the job of the experts who can direct him and they can diagnose him and they can timely rectify him that this is your problem. Like when you have a business and you are losing your money and you're not progressing sufficient, you go to the experts and the experts will tell you that where are your mistakes. Similarly, if we having some difficulties and we feel like we are not progressing in our deen, we need to consult the experts that how I can improve myself, you know, in when I am having all the difficulties of dunya, but I have a desire to be successful on the day of the judgment. So what happened, there was a wise friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he mentioned five obstacles in attaining the path of taqwa. So today I would like to talk about those five obstacles in attaining taqwa. The wise friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned first obstacle, that we choose hardship. We choose ease over hardship. We choose ease over hardship. What's that mean? If a person who want to achieve dunya, he will decide a difficult task for himself. He will decide to have a highest degree in education. He will decide to have a most beneficiary business for himself. Everything in dunya, he will decide the highest level. Even a small child, the parents will put into his mind that you have to work hard in your life because your goal and your task is very high, very great. So from the very beginning, the parents will keep putting into his mind that I want, you should be doctor, you should be attorney, you should be having PhD, you should do this, you should do this. Never ever get lazy, don't do any ghaflat. All these things we are putting into the mind of our children from the very beginning. Even when he learned, you know, how to speak properly, we start putting this idea into their mind. Same token, we should tell our children, we should tell ourselves that if I want to achieve a status on the day of judgment, if I want to be successful on the day of judgment, if I want to have a raza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is such a great task for a mankind to achieve the raza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to work hard in my life. I have to work hard in my life. This concept is not clear in our mind. That's why whenever it comes to deen, we take easy way out. You know, it's an American, you know, way of language, easy way out. You know, if we go for Hajj, we travel all the way from here to Saudi Arabia, we reached over there and we perform one Umrah. After this, we want to relax now. We want to go and make the shopping and we want to do other things. We take it easy way out. We don't want over there to push ourselves that I have to do many tawaf. I have to restrain myself from doing wrong here. But over there, we feel like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he don't want me to work hard. This is shaitan, he whisper into our heart. Deen is very easy. There is not too much mashakkat in the deen. This is what we have in our mind. You know, if something happened wrong, Allah will forgive us. We never think, if something gonna happen wrong in my business, no problem if I will lose some money. No problem if I will lose one job, I will get another job. We never think like this way. We always take it serious for dunya, but when it comes to the deen, we always, you know, some people, they told you, maybe this is halal, this is haram. We say, hey, someone told me this is halal, take it. Who is that someone? What is his information coming from? We don't bother for all these things. So we take ease over hardship. This is one obstacle in attaining the taqwa. Second obstacle, the wise friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned the person choose rest over exertion. We take rest. Take it easy. Take it easy things. This is our way of style in the deen. This is our way. If it's easy, you know, if this is, you know, not bothering, you will see people are going to come, you know, in other time of Salat, but not in the Fajr Salat, in the masjid. You will see hardly one, two people standing in the such a big, huge masjid. Why? Because people are taking rest at that time. This is a easy way. So this is another obstacle that we have. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Verily, we have created man in toil. There is something we have to do. Effort we have to make if we want to be successful on the day of judgment. And this is the dunya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made it. So we need to sweat in this life. And at the same time, if we have any hard task, any big achievement, always for dunya, we have to exert for that. It is not possible one can achieve PhD degree, one can become doctor, you know, one can have a booming business, and he is relaxing and having no effort in his life. You will see people are working 10, 12 hours in a day. I remember I went to one friend, and his wife told me that your friend, he leave house at 6 o'clock in the morning. He come back around 10 o'clock in the night. By the time he's so tired, he already advised me that my food should be on the table. So he come, he eat food, and while he's eating food, he start getting drowsy, you know, and hardly I take him to his bed, and once he lay down on the bed, I put blanket on him, and he go to sleep. And he said, thanks that you came, and your purpose to come over here to give him a reminder, because there was a religious event was scheduled, and I thought this is a busy person, I should go personally invite him. Maybe then he will consider to come and join this religious event, which is very important for all of us. But the wife said, this is his life, and he's working all time like this. Hardly I get chance to talk to him. So why he's exerting himself? What he gonna get? He gonna get dunya, which is temporary, you know, short period of time. The benefits he gonna get. So this is what he's struggling for, but he's ignoring, and he's restful for akhirat. The wise friend of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned the third obstacle in attaining the taqwa and in restraining ourselves from sinful life is person choose pride over humility. We all want status in our life. We want to be known among everyone. We don't have that humbleness which is required from our Lord. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Allah created all mankind muhtaj, needy, but we want something different in our life. We want that everyone should salute me, everyone listen to me, my command should prevail everywhere, at house, on my job, on my business, in the city, in the town, everywhere we want people should follow me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants we should be humble. If we are humble, you know, then Allah put the taqwa in our heart. This is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something kasbi. You have to work hard. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow this taqwa into your heart. So we need to do humbleness in our life. The fourth obstacle, person choose idle talk over silence. مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلِ مِنْ قَوْلٍ مِنْ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Anything you speak, there are angels who are writing them. So why we speak something but we are not doing? Why we should speak that on the day of judgment we're going to be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So silence itself is ibadah. If we keep silent for some moment, we will have a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be that gift? We will have a fikr in our mind. Tafakkur. We will have wisdom in our mind. You know, Allah will give this wisdom to us. Ulul albab. You know, they are the people who are having the wisdom. So Allah will give this wisdom because you are silent and you're thinking how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created all this universe, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created myself and all these things. When you're gonna be quiet, then you're gonna be thinking all this. But if you're not quiet and you're talking idle all the time, you are sitting and discussing about the politics for hours and hours, what's gonna be the result at the end? Who gonna get the benefit if you made such a great decision how to run this government? Who will take benefit from your all your discussion? You are wasting your own time. And as a matter of fact, you are restraining yourself getting taqwa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is fourth obstacle. The fifth obstacle is the person choose dunya over the akhirat. All our efforts are focused on dunya. All our goal for success and achievement ends on dunya. We do not have any plans in our mind that how I'm going to be successful hereafter. So when a person who is not prepared, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him gift of taqwa? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will restrain him from committing the sin in his life? Why he gonna get the best ikhlaq in his life? You know, how he can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can he can have the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He will not have any achievement because it is not his goal. It is not his exertion. He is not serious enough to have all this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That person is not ready for the taqwa. So Allah Ta'ala give us chance that we should prepare ourselves for hereafter. This is the time, this is the life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us as a gift. Either we're going to achieve the success of dunya or either we can achieve the success of akhirat. But one thing, if we struggle for akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He increase our good attributes in our personality. When you have increase of good attributes in your personality, automatically you're going to use this for dunya. For example, if someone is, you know, preparing himself for akhirat, this means he is very smart person. He's making the right decision. So if he's making the right decision for akhirat, he will make the right decision for dunya. Same thing, if he's preparing for akhirat, automatically it will reflect on his dunya. He will improve his business in dunya. For example, if he is honest person, if he's honest to Allah, he's gonna be honest to people also. When he's honest to the people, from the people of the town will like to come and make trade with him.
They will do business with him. So his business will also flourish. His everything in dunya will flourish if he is struggling for the akhirat. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.